All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
Everything comes from the imagination. Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
I don't have any competition. I'd be very honest. I don't have any competition. I've not come here to compete. I've come here to rule. And I believe that when I wake up in the morning. I don't want it to be a universal truth that I feel I'm the king, I'm the best. I'm not saying it with arrogance. This is what a simple lower class, middle class boy gets up in the morning, has dreams in his eyes when he comes to Mumbai, and says, you know what? I'm going to rule this. I'm going to rule it over the people who have existed here. I mean, all goodness, all niceness. I don't have a father, I don't have a grandfather, I don't have a mother who can give me that extra push here in Mumbai. But I'm going to be a star who's self-made. And if I'm going to be self-made, I'm going to create a category for myself that does not exist before and will never exist after. My son will not be able to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to be a self-made star. So I'm an individual star. I like it that way.
Bro, I can manifest like a mother. Things that I'm just like, I still shock myself, like, how the f*** did I make that happen? And this is not even to do with fighting, this is to do with my personal life. And I'm like, I made that happen. And this is through this, like, manifesting subconsciously as well. Just years of something just manifesting, and boom, it's right there. I'm just like, shit, I really made that happen. It's scary, man. It's scary for me to even think about. When you have the vision and you're able to manifest, but then you also put the work in, magic happens, man. Magic. That's where the magic is, but a lot of people never get there.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting. It's real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. It's, and there's no excuses. There's no days off. There's no, not willing to grind and, you know, everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of right. this and that and all this whining that a lot of people do these days. It's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
I said to my dad when I said, listen, I'm going to, by the time I'm 25 years old, I'm going to be a self-made millionaire. And he laughed at me.
How old are you?
I'm 24 now, so you know, I feel like a millionaire. I feel like a superstar. And that's the way I felt back then when I first started. Yeah. You know what I mean? I kept that vision in my head. I kept that belief. I hit the gym. I trained hard. I believed in my abilities. And now here I am. I'm at the making a big name for myself on the mixed martial arts scene. I'm at the making some money and hopefully it inspires all the martial arts I call here and all the guys from my gym and all around the country, you know, to go after their dreams and chase it down, because there's only one thing that's impossible, and that's to beat a man that doesn't give up.
How does visualization help with that?
It is everything for me.
How so?
So if you're going to play an overseas tour, say to Australia or England or something like that, I literally sat down 2-3 months before and I've made a decision in my head that I'm going to take their best bowler on. And when I train in the gym, when I'm practicing, regularly there are visuals running in my head, me dominating that bowler. When I train, I have music on, I'm putting myself in a situation where that guy is bringing the heat onto me and I'm countering that, and you know, that becomes such a reality in your head. And invariably, when I went into that situation, I ended up dominating that guy in their own home conditions. I'm actually seeing smashing that bowler all over the field. So I actually feel that emotion in my heart, and I can feel that this is going to happen. And you tune your head or you tune your mind in a way that it's so convincing in your mind that when you're in that situation, your body just takes over because it's already registered in your mind. And when that happens, you feel like, wow, man, this is so powerful. Because if something looks difficult, and if you don't convince yourself to go out there and achieve the opposite, you're never going to be able to do it. You can't just land in a place and say, I'll see what happens. That way, your chances of succeeding become very, very low.
I would say throughout my martial arts career, the biggest lesson, life lesson that I've learned is the power of the mind, and just how important it is to look at yourself in a high regard and to believe in yourself. I think in order to paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it, and the more you believe in it, you know, the more your world will start to change, and the more you'll just start to, you know, see your beliefs come to pass.
If you really believe in something that you want to do, you don't have to be talented enough, you don't have to be good looking enough, you don't have to be gifted enough, you don't have to have any familial connections. It'll all come by. It has for me.
If you organize your mind to a certain level of organization, it in turn organizes the whole system. Your body, your emotion, your energies, everything gets organized in that direction. Once all these four dimensions of you, your physical body, your mind, your emotion, and the fundamental life energies are organized in one direction. Once you are like this, anything that you wish happens without even lifting a little finger, actually. It would help to assist it with activity, but even without doing any activity, you can still manifest what you want if you organize these four dimensions in one direction and keep it unwavering in that direction for a certain period of time.
Let's say, how to make something manifest that you want. If this is the case, then for me, starting very easily again, it starts with the smallest area inside of yourself. It starts with the smallest aspect. Let's just take it as the world of thoughts. But the world of...
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in three requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
Thoughts is not graspable. The only one who knows about it is yourself. So wanting to manifest something is now the question, how can you start expressing what you feel deep inside of yourself in such a way that the world of forms start to mirror it? And so what you again therefore want is, it's about harmony. You actually want that something which is sitting inside of you gets into direct resonance with what we have available on the outside. I don't think there is a magic formula for this. What I know is that 100% hard work helps. Simple like this. So I wouldn't say that just think about it, just make your wishful thinking, just make your prayers, but having something that you really want, spending your time to already manifest it in the mind as good as you can, meaning make it feelable. Make your thought already start to go into the area of you can feel it. You can feel it, how it has entered your life. It's about diving in and trying to create that feeling, calling up, cultivating that thought that it really starts to become feelable. This is one of the initial steps. What we have right now is what you are thinking and what you're feeling already starts to be still in harmony. And now practice and continuously and with patience, stay with it. If it's important to you, stay with it. Keep on cultivating it. Slowly, slowly, but give yourself some time.
The key to visualization is, number one, it has to be very vivid. It has to be rehearsed many, many times. And the reason it works is because the brain cannot distinguish between something that's really vividly visualized and something that's real. So by the time Michael steps up on the block to swim a race in a World Championships or Olympic Games. He's swum that race hundreds of times in his mind before he gets up there. So then when he gets up, all he has to do is shut everything down and it goes on autopilot. His body automatically knows what to do. The brain just switches into what he's visualized. And that's what's really powerful about visualization.
When I would visualize, it would be what you want it to be, what you don't want it to be, what it could be.
Yeah.
So it's like you're always ready for anything that comes your way. So it's like if I would have a suit rip, fine, I need another suit, put it on. You know, like any small thing that could go wrong, I'm ready for it.
Around 2010, 2011, I went through this huge spiritual thing where I became obsessed with the power of the mind. And I got into it deep, like really deep, just meditation, visualization, and just realizing how powerful our minds actually are, like how we really do paint our world with our thoughts and our level of self-belief. And so right around 2010, I took myself from being very average-minded to actually believing that I was the shit and believing that I could be the shit and that I could be the GOAT and be the greatest and never lose. And to, like, I took myself to a different place mentally, and a lot of it came from mental practice and meditation and visualization and just seeking knowledge from people who are strong believers. Just became really obsessed with just learning about the power of the mind. So I used to meditate. Now I just kind of, I have a lot of things that that stuck with me, a lot of ways of believing that stuck with me, that just subconsciously I know who I am, what I'm capable of, and how I believe, and how powerful my mind actually is.
If you're not preparing yourself before the meet, you're not going to get a time you deserve. So for me, I have to make sure I'm doing all the work leading up to a big meet so that I get behind the block and I don't have to think about anything else. I'm not worried about how I prepared. So I started visualizing at like 13, 14, just so everything around me was taken care of when I got to a meet, so I could be completely relaxed. So when I put my headphones on, all I'm thinking about is the music. I get to go up and just do what I practice to do. All of those countless hours of staring at the black line at the bottom of the pool, that was for this moment. So I just never really thought when I got behind the block and let everything do what was supposed to happen. If I didn't get the results that I wanted, then I would just go back to the drawing board. And that's really just how I worked my whole life. But I mean, visualizing just, it just mentally prepares you and you can kind of check that box off. And I think that's what we wanted to do. Every time we got to a major international competition, we wanted to check off as many boxes as we could. Because if we did that, then what else do we have to worry about?
A lot of people were surprised when they found out that you've been signing your name as Champ 2011. How did that come about?
I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you. And me signing my signature with Champion 2011 on it, it can't hurt me. It can't hurt me. It could only help me to believe it even more. You know, so. So, I mean, it works for me. The butterflies in formation, basically it means when you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. And either you can, you're most powerful. So a lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. You know, there's another quote that says, a big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it and you blow it right at your opponent, like Dragon Ball Z style. All right, so that's what I'm trying to do. I try to get my emotions under control and use this adrenaline to my advantage.
Do you know that the law of attraction is always working? It's like the law of gravity. Now, how does it work? Well, you see, the thoughts that you think control the vibration that you're in. Vibration is nothing but an idea. It's a law of the universe. Everything vibrates, nothing rests. We live in an ocean of motion. And it's the thoughts that you're thinking that you impress upon your subconscious mind that control the vibration the body's in. And that dictates how you act, but it also dictates what you attract. You attract energy that's in harmony with you. You attract people that are in harmony with you. You see, everything operates on frequencies. There's a infinite number of frequencies. But you and I operate on a frequency, just like a radio station does. And the only music you can attract is the music that is tuned in to the vibration you're in. Now, it's the paradigm that has been controlling the vibration. You can change your thinking, but that doesn't do anything. You got to change the paradigm. And if you don't change the paradigm, nothing happens. So if you keep attracting what you don't want, understand this. It's the paradigm that's causing the problem. You can think a Y-type thought, which is totally different than the X-type conditioning. It isn't going to go anywhere. Because when you go to get emotionally involved, and this is the emotional mind, when you go to get emotionally involved with that Y-type thought, the paradigm will kick it out. You know why? It's so uncomfortable. That's stepping out of the box. That's doing things different. And we don't like to do things different because it causes a lot of discomfort.
This journey right here where you feel the pain will rob you of doing any other journey. Because you don't want to feel it again. You don't want to feel the dismay, the internal negativity anymore. You will rob yourself of achieving any more paths. You will settle. You will sell your most valuable asset in a heartbeat to the highest bidder because you know you are worth shit and you are worth so much more. And the more you push past that pain to feel the exhilaration of what that pain really delivers, then you find the value of who you are. I think then you start to really build who the you are. And in doing so, you figure out what life's about.
Everybody, at least kind of in the mass market, what you're trained to think about when you think about manifesting is vision boards. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the word vision boards, you think about the big stuff. Should you have big dreams? Of course you should. Should you dream of building a mansion on the ocean if that's your thing? Yes. Should you dream of the log cabin? Yes. If you want a Lamborghini or the new Ford Bronco, should you put, yeah, yes, yes, yes. If you want the family, if you want the body, should you think about, yeah, absolutely. Here's where everybody goes wrong. You dream about the end. You make this gorgeous collage of all this stuff that has nothing to do with your current life. That literally, as you're sitting in your studio apartment with the cat box that hasn't been changed in 2 weeks.
No food in the fridge.
No food in the fridge. And you're looking for a job and you're staring at a mansion going, someday, it's gonna make you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Because the gap between where you are and where you wanna go, it seems insurmountable. And so what happens, based on the research, is when you only visualize the end game, Lewis, it's demotivating. Mm. At first, it's really fun to like have a bottle of wine and make your like collage. I'm gonna visualize, I'm gonna slap this up. There's my vision board, it's fabulous. Law of attraction, baby, come on. I'm gonna think about it, it's gonna come to me. Okay, I've been doing this for 2 days. Mm. I'm still in this apartment with the cat box that needs to be changed. The way to visualize properly is to visualize the bridge between where you are and where you need to go.
The bridge.
Yes, and particularly the horrible stuff. Mm. So let's use your example of the marathon. The vision board would be Lewis crossing.
Woo! The arms up the
yeah,
metal.
The arms up the
yes.
metal. Exactly.
The high fives. Yeah,
high fives.
I did it.
Yes, I did it. Exactly. That will not help you. Because when you hit mile 13 on the actual race and it is sleeting rain.
You're saying, why am I doing this?
Yes, and it feels nothing like that thing on your vision board. You're going to start a negative dialogue. I can't do this, my knees hurt. This is not what I thought it was gonna be. I'm not ready for this, I didn't train for this. I'm running New York, I trained in LA, on and on and on. And you are going to tank yourself. What you do by visualizing the bridge is you train your nervous system and your mind to do the hard work. Mm-hmm. So you should visualize not crossing the finish line, but what is it like to be at mile 12 when your batteries run out on your earbuds?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And you keep going. What's it like when your shoelace breaks and now your heel is lifting and you're starting to get a blood blister at mile 17? Mm-hmm. What's it feel like when you wake up and it is pouring rain and you visualize yourself running anyway? That way, when you visualize the work, you are preparing.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Your body for it, so you're not resistant to it when it comes.
The beginning of progress is getting clarity about what it is you want, really want, and then being clear where you are. And later on, you got to be clear where you are so you know the gap. Because the dynamic tension of knowing what you want versus where you are will make a part of you want to snap into what's true. What's the second action step you got to take? Your goal is crush, destroy, annihilate, and replace any story of limitation. In other words, break the pattern of the limiting story you have in your life that's gotten in the way of your relationship or your body being where you want to be or your finances being where you are or your business or your level of happiness. Because the only thing keeping you from getting what you want is the story you keep telling yourself about why you don't have it. I'm going to say that again. The only thing keeping you from getting what you really want in this world is the story you keep telling yourself about why you don't have it or why you can't have it or why it's not here yet. The story has got to change. And by the way, most people's stories create suffering. What is suffering? It's pain that just seems to always be there. Like anxiety or fear, I'm not enough, all that that comes about. But jot this down if you would. Suffering never comes from the facts of your life. We don't suffer because of what's actually happened, the facts in our life. Suffering is in the perception of those facts. Jot it down if you would. All suffering is not in the facts of my life. The facts aren't what's making me suffer. It's my perception of the facts that are making me suffer. Get it? My perception. So I'll give you an example. Let's say if your mother had died and you're feeling sad, it may be a natural experience. But if you're still broken up 6 months or a year from now, you are not suffering because your mother died. You are suffering because your perception is she shouldn't have, as if you know what the universe or God has in store. And a beautiful thing is when you understand this, see, the reason people keep suffering is they're like, I can't because this happened in my life. This happened to my child. This happened to my parents. This happened to me. But it doesn't matter. It's the perception. It's not what happened. We all have the happenings. We all have those horrible situations. And yet, if we can develop that core belief that people live around me day and night, it becomes a part of you. It's just their nature. And that understanding that life is always happening for me, not to me. Even though it looks like life's happening to me, it's actually a lesson. There's something there that's happening for me that's going to make life better. How many of you have had an experience in your life where something happened that was so painful, so terrible, you'd never want to go through it again in your lifetime? And you sure wouldn't want anybody you love to go through it. But 5 years afterwards, 10 years, 2 years later, you went, I'd never want to go through that again, but I understand why God or the universe gave it to me, because it made me so much stronger, or it made me care so much, or it made me come up with new answers that have now made my life better. It seems so horrible, but years later, you saw the higher meaning. So often out of those pains, we create suffering, but what makes us keep suffering is limiting beliefs. I'm not enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I'm not young. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not funny enough. I'm not handsome enough. I've tried everything. Nothing works. If you succeed, people attack you. God's punishing me. All those different beliefs, all these things. I got a question for you. How many of you out there have beliefs that intellectually you know better? You know it's bull. But emotionally, they still grab you or pull you back. So you've got to get rid of those. And it's so hard because you're in it. So the way you change is you've got to change the conditioning. You can't just change your intellect because you probably intellectually already know these beliefs are BS. But we got to rewire them. You have to crush, destroy, annihilate, replace, after you annihilate, these stories with the truth that sets you free, with a higher purpose. And when that happens, everything changes. In your relationship, your business, your finances, and your life, that's what happened to me. That's how I went from 38 pounds heavier than I am now and never gaining it back, and totally broke, walking rooms feeling alone and lonely and 100 people around me, feeling sorry for myself, to transforming everything, including my business, my economics, and everything else. Where I did it was not strategy. It was first the beliefs, which is story and the state. But I wired it. And that's why I'm here today. It's not enough to know. Knowing is not enough. It's all about execution, which means conditioning. So that after a while, you don't have to think about it. You just do it. So it's critical you find a way to do this.